There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at Bruce@BruceAllen, and you can follow me on Twitter. And you can certainly like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have over 4,500 moms and dads from around the world that are part of the community. That community also includes Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. You just use the hashtag Dad Chat, preceded by the number sign or the hashtag sign, as it's now been taken for. We have moms and dads participating each week. I have a special guest today in studio with me for Family Financial Matters, which is a segment that we have had on and off throughout the history of this show. Michael Snowwhite is my guest, and he has been assisting seniors and boomers throughout Southern California for the past 15 years. He has been helping people make better choices with their finances. Michael is an expert in helping retirees and pre-retirees with preservation of assets, reducing taxes, and increasing income. Michael educates his clients on the variety of safer money options available in order to reach retirement goals. He is dedicated to helping his clients reap the rewards of a well-planned retirement. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Michael.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm glad to be here with you in sunny Santa Barbara, one of my favorite places.
Well, the drive up was just glorious, and we were discussing a number of things that relate to saving and preparing for our kids' education, to the consequences of today's Supreme Court decision, which I believe, and I'm not sure your take on it really, is going to continue to rock our economy in ways that we don't know. I mean, today's stock market is down quite a lot. I don't think they're happy about that news, though I think it's fueled a lot by things going on in Europe.
Absolutely.
Do you have any immediate feelings about that decision and in your financial planning? Do you talk about healthcare? I mean, it's obviously got to be a big factor for most people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The big message here with the decision is it just makes it that much more important to plan as early as you can for college, for your kids' college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. The earlier you can do it, the better. And there's many different vehicles that you can use. We had talked about that earlier today.
Well, you know, the column, of course, is called Graduating into Life. Mm-hmm. And I've been on a rant lately about the fact that I've been responsible, and I feel like I'm being punished as far as having to pay the full freight for college. I did both an UGMA originally and then a 529, and I'd like your thoughts on what you think are the best ways to save money for kids. And I couldn't agree more that you start literally with pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Even before, in some cases.
Well, if you know you're going to have kids, why the heck not put aside some? If you don't, then the money is there for your own retirement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But what do you say about these particular devices?
Now,
or vehicles, I guess is the right thing.
I'm not a big fan of the UGMA account, nicknamed the Porsche account.
Why is that?
The reason for that is does give your kid, your child, access to the money when they're 18. So if they are not responsible, I know your kids are.
No. There's no way of knowing it. My kid just got a tattoo.
Yeah.
If he was, if he had access, it might be, a whole sleeve instead of just the forearm.
That's right.
he would do that, okay? I think he wouldn't do his face and his neck. But can't you designate an UGMA for older than 18?
I believe you can.
The point is still they have access to it. It blows my mind.
They do.
And they can take it out and, as you said, buy a Porsche.
Yep.
Or on a more destructive way, they could take the money out and buy drugs.
Let's hope that wouldn't happen.
Well, no, but they can.
Yeah.
Right? Or they can just waste it in any other way they want.
Yeah,
so an UGMA to me is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I was advised to do an UGMA.
Right.
And when I ultimately realized that they could have that access, I stopped it and switched to a 529.
Okay.
So tell me your thoughts on those.
Now, 529 could be great in some situations. I am not a big fan of that one either, believe it or not.
Well, why is that?
The reason is, of course, you know, it's only the gains that are tax-free, which is a great advantage if you can get great management. Lately, as you know, we've had quite a bit of volatility, to say it lightly, in the market. And a lot of the people that I meet with have not had great results within their 529 plan. So we like to take a little bit more of a conservative approach, but also combine that with a tax-free strategy. So when you combine that with a tax-free strategy, it makes it absolutely incredible, incredible. So the 529 plan could be a good choice for people that maybe started maybe when the kid's 7 or 8 years old. But if you can actually start a tax-free strategy when the child is under five, you could really do just amazing thing. It's an amazing gift for the child's college, not only college education, but for down payment on a home for them in the future as they get older, and even using that same account for them at retirement.
So amazing, unlike gift. A 529. Which has restrictions on what it can be used for. You're suggesting
right.
it's better to put in money that have none of those restrictions and that they don't have access to without your consent or do
and
your plans.
That's right. And also a 529 plan, it's important to note that it has to be used for education. So
that was my point. That
yeah,
was my point.
We would hope. We would hope that your child would go to college and have a career and just like everybody, but we don't know what their interests are. So if they do take another path and they need that money for other things, they have it. They can use it for really whatever.
Well, that's interesting. That's mm-hmm. very interesting. It's the evolution of how we save and invest just seems to
absolutely.
Change
the,
so
and
rapidly.
The plans that we do the 529 plans, we do different plans. I believe one of the strongest plans is using a tax-free strategy right now, especially with the state of the economy now, and taxes are they going up or are they going down?
I would bet on going up.
They're going up. Exactly. So incorporating a tax-free strategy into that style of saving is a major, major benefit. Not only it has a self-completing component to it. So God forbid if anything happened to yourself, you would have it would take care of your child and even more, which is important.
Meaning your spouse or
absolutely.
Others that are
absolutely.
Well, I understand that this is not simple, and that to learn more about it, it would be best to contact you. So as we're running out of time for this segment, what are the best ways for our listeners to find you, Michael?
And we do full-service financial planning. So our phone number is really easy to remember. It's actually toll-free, 855-401-401K.
How the heck did you get that number?
Well, we do a lot of business. So the phone company actually called us and gave it to us. No, I'm just kidding. We were
That's
just very lucky.
Cool. That's
we were very
cool.
lucky.
So
to
what
get
was
that?
That was 855-401-2 and 401-3. Is that what it
no,
was?
No, 401. Yeah.
<I'm kidding.
laughs> That's right.
That was 855-401-401K. That is really a very cool phone
and
number.
And it's all free consultation. So if anybody calls our office, we will be more than happy to speak with them over the phone or in person or at our office in Encino.
What's important also, I think, to realize is that you can use Michael and his company wherever you are. Given the global economy and the global way in which our media and interactions work, it is you can have a relationship with a financial planner, as I have with many people I do business with, and never actually physically meet them. It's fascinating. But those that are local can certainly have both the pleasure of meeting you and speaking with you. I think that's a really important thing. Hey, Michael, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we are going to a break. If you want to tweet me, do so at Bruce Allen. Email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and we'll be back after these messages with some more family financial matters.
I'm alone.